just had our work holiday party here in Iowa, and I had the most delicious thing that's ever been in my mouth.
Okay, go ahead and tell me what it was, and then I'll tell you if you're right or not.
Well, it was surprising because normally I am not an eggnog fan.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. But it was eggnog bread pudding.
Oh.
And I normally don't hate eggnog, like if you're going to have a little in like a latte or something to be whatever. Or I don't hate bread pudding, but it's definitely not my first dessert choice.
Sure.
But I just got it at the holiday party and I was like, this is effing incredible.
That sounds that sounds really good, actually. I was gonna fight you, but that actually sounds so eggnog. Have you tried spiced eggnog? Like, so you can just buy regular eggnog at the store, but have you tried spiced eggnog?
I think I've only tried regular eggnog.
Look for like Southern Comfort, the booze folk make non-alcoholic spiced vanilla eggnog at the store, and it is like three times as good as regular eggnog. So that's what I'm saying. It's real good.
So what I'm saying is now I'm looking at eggnog recipes for treats because I'm like, I have to learn how to make this bread pudding. Also, there's eggnog cheesecake. It's a no-bake cheesecake. And you just essentially swap out the milk for eggnog.
That sounds amazing. I love eggnog. Big fan.
So I'm not going to pretend like I have some sort of secret recipe. I don't. I just know that it's delicious and we should all start trying to make it.
I will try and make it. I love bread pudding, so I will see what I can do.
Yeah. That's all I got today. Oh, I'm just still afterglowing from this eggnog bread pudding. And if you're like me and you've been Christmasing for many years, but you've never had eggnog bread pudding, this is the year that we all make some sort of eggnog infused dessert.
If we'd had it, we would understand why that's all you can talk about today.
Yeah, exactly.
Understood. All right. Well, I'm going to tell you. So you are American, so you say Merry Christmas, right? Yeah, but have you ever noticed that people in England often say Happy Christmas?
Happy Christmas, yes.
And so do you know why?
Just because they were British. I mean, they also say other things kind of weird.
And that's what you'd think, right? Yeah. That's what I thought, too. Well, or I just didn't know. And I'm always very curious about things I don't know. Okay. And so I looked it up because that's what I also do. You probably have gotten that vibe from me. And it turns out, so I don't know if we've talked about this before, but did you know that Christmas was illegal for a while, like even in the early United States?
No.
Yeah, because Christmas was like this big celebration full of, you know, like people talk about it now, you know, commercial Christmas and, you know, supposed to be about something, blah, blah, blah. Like that was way, way, way worse in like early American days where they're like these celebrations of Christmas are just horrible and it should be about, you know, religion primarily. And so Christmas was actually illegal in the United States, I believe, in Boston for quite a few years. And this kind of goes back to those times. So a lot of it points back to this guy named Reverend Gordon Calthrop. And he was at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. And he said that Merry Christmas, there seems to be a difference between saying Merry and Happy Christmas. And he says, and it's mostly what Merry means and what Happy means. He says, to me, Merry indicates, I love this, quote unquote, boisterous gaiety and extravagant demonstrations, while happy reflects the true spirit of this most blessed season and a feeling too deep to be very demonstrative. So Merry Christmas is party Christmas. It's getting drunk and opening presents and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Happy Christmas is the proper celebration of the season. And because of that, it just kind of went one way. You know, a lot of, not everyone in the UK says Happy Christmas, but historically, like kind of like the church and oftentimes like the monarchy has said Happy Christmas as a way to distinguish it as it's a spiritual holiday, not a party holiday. And apparently Mary is just too boisterously gay to you know, get out there. So I thought that was super weird and I like it a lot.
We dropped the ball on this episode, Cliff, because we should have started out by saying Today we are going to talk about what Christmas and marijuana have in common. Both used to be illegal.
Exactly. Well, and they're both merry, you know?
Yeah.
Love it.
See, it fits on many levels.
It makes so much sense.